Okay, let's get going. We have a lot to do this hour with David Oates, back with Reverse Speech to find out what really is going on with various individuals they call world leaders. I'd call them something else. So when we reverse their forward speech, we get to hear what is really coming out of their subconscious mind. And we won't go into any more detail than that. You know the game. David is very busy. He's finding out a lot of unusual things. He is a prepper. He's in Australia, and he's ready to go into the outback, so to speak, to get away from when the stuff hits the fan, which is looking more and more like, my sense is, early December. But I don't know. Every day there seem to be more teasers, hints, that many countries are doing serious preparation now. They're in the preparatory mode. You can't just go to war overnight. You have to prepare for it. At least that's the idea. And I think that's what's going on. David, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeff. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure. Yes. And how are you tonight, David?
I am very well, actually. Do you know, I have my first lecture in 4 years this weekend.
From a traffic cop?
No, I'm off to Melbourne to the Australian Hypnosis Convention, Hypnosis Society Convention. And I'm giving a lecture and workshop. And
lecturing. Okay.
Yeah, I'm lecturing.
Are you going to hypnotize the crowd and have them run around the stage acting like they're donkeys or anything?
No, I'm going to hypnotize them and get them to buy my books is what I'm going to do.
There you go. Buy my books.
Yeah, I got a carload of books all packed up, ready to go.
Good for you. How far away is Melbourne?
It's 500 miles. So,
all right.
About a 7-hour drive.
What are you going to do during the drive?
Actually, I've downloaded a whole bunch of music from iTunes. Good. The drive? Yeah, just old 60s and 70s stuff, you know, my vintage, your vintage.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Doors, got a complete set of doors, and it's just a whole bunch of stuff. So.
Cream?
No, I don't actually. No.
Oh, you've missing the best of the best.
Stones, AC/DC, Beatles, Eric Clapton, J.J. Cale.
Well, Clapton was the lead in Cream, of course, but I can't believe you left them out. Well.
Okay. Anyway. So
what do we have here? Okay, World War VI coming up?
Yeah, well, of that there's no doubt. Yes. I've got reversals on Deputy Prime Minister of Jordan. Anthony Blinken met with him this week or last week. I think it was late last week. Yes, it would have been late last week. And they did a press conference. I've got reversals on that. Todd and I have done another tape. He's come out with who he is and what he is. So we'll give you all of those details. I've got about a half a dozen reversals to play on
now,
that.
Now, Todd is the retired gentleman who has the little bit of a voice issue, like Bobby Kennedy does, not quite
right.
as bad. But he is very well schooled and was extremely well connected during his professional working years with the intel community, et cetera. So he knows a great deal. So you want to pay real close attention to what these reversals are going to reveal. Okay, I'm looking forward to that too.
Yeah, and we're doing it. What we're doing is we're accessing the collective unconscious. We're deliberately doing recordings to tap into the collective and get information from it. So
how do you get to the collective unconscious? I mean, that's you always get to somebody's individual unconscious, but how do you dial in the collective unconscious?
It's a different level of trance. Look, reverse speech is pretty versatile. And if you, it's a matter of steering the conversation the right way, being at a particularly deep level of trance. And I mean, remote viewers do it when they're drawing their drawing. You know, they're in a sort of an altered state, and they're tapping into reflective. I'm just doing the same thing, although with reverse speech. And
Great. It's
new, it's experimental, you know. Mm-hmm. I've been very successful, I think, in tapping into collective unconscious knowledge. So his name is Todd Hathaway. He's a retired major. He's got an MA in Homeland Securities, Intelligence Studies, Technology Management, MS in Nuclear Administration. He's got another nuclear and compounding WND officer.
Uh-huh.
So he's really up there. So he's Six Sigma Master Black Belt. There you go. So that puts him up
very
there.
Good.
Anyway, we'll look at him in the second hour. Let's start off with
second half hour. Okay.
Yeah. Let's start off with Anthony Blinken in the press summit in Jordan. So here we go.
The trauma of being under constant bombardment and in constant danger, the inability to assure their own children that nothing will happen to them.
The battle we funded. There it is. Yeah, they're giving money to Iran and they're giving money mm-hmm. to Israel. America's mm-hmm. funding the battle. That just mm-hmm. that reverses yeah. sums it all up the way I get it. Israel's got money and Iran's got money from America. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wasn't Iran paid in euros, if I remember correctly? This is
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know.
I asked that for a reason, because here's the Deputy Prime Minister of Jordan in the press conference.
It is the of hatred that will define generations to come. That is already starting to manifest itself.
We trust the euro.
We trust the euro. We trust the euro.
Huh. Yeah, well, I guess American dollar isn't worth anything anymore, is it?
So. No, I guess not. That's okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the next one.
All our values, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, all other human values, dictate that we work for peace and we stop this madness, and we do not allow for the very dangerous dehumanization that we see.
He's basically saying we all work for peace. Stop. Okay. And working for peace, we're not on either side. But backwards, Allah, come with you. It's an answer.
There it is.
In other words, they're backing Hamas and Palestinians. Is how I interpret that.
Right. I agree.
Yep. And we've got this one here.
Hate cannot and should not be allowed to destroy the lives of millions of people. We understand there is pain. Nobody in their right mind will belittle the pain that was felt by Israelis on October 7th, and that's being felt by Palestinians.
I don't know who he's referring to. Heathens, silly group. Could mean anyone. It could mean Israel. It could be America. It could be Hamas. Who knows?
Could be a collective reference, too. They're all heathens.
Yeah, could very well be. All right, now I got a name. I got a name of a town in this reversal. I was quite excited to find this. Here we go.
Who we are Muslims, Christian, Jews, human beings. That pain cannot be belittled, but again, we cannot allow age to determine where we go forward.
Damascus lets sheer violence on you. Damascus lets sheer violence on you.
It's all there.
In other words, he's aware this is not just a Hamas thing in the Gaza Strip. It's all across Middle East, Damascus, mm-hmm. Syria, you know. So,
right.
Yeah. And then, now we come to reversal. That's my pet soapbox. but anyway, we'll play it. This is my pet soapbox. You'll recognize it when I play the reversal.
Okay.
Palestinians and Israelis deserve to live in peace, with dignity, with security, and freedom from occupation and freedom from fear.
See into the present Nazi.
See into the present Nazi.
See into the present Nazi.
Got that?
The syllables are there. I agree.
Of course, you know, my contention is that the Nazis, when they bring over 1,500 Operation Paperclip scientists, my contention is, reversals, that mentality is still around. And maybe that's the rulers of the world. Who knows?
Look, the real treasure, the prize at the end of the war, was the German brain trust. They're scientists, they're engineers, they're technicians, and they made a deal. And the deal was, we get the tech and the technicians to go with it. We brought over a lot of pieces of equipment, and the rest of the German hierarchy, which was still around and mobile, was either flown to South America by Americans in DC-4s, which is true, or they took their own transit down there by ship, whatever. We know this happened. That was the exchange. And whatever treaty that was, apparently is still in effect, because we've had four American presidents go all the way down to the south of Patagonia for no apparent reason, except they obviously had a reason, and they went down there to sign this treaty. John Kerry went down as Secretary of State to re-sign it as well. So there is still an existing remnant of the Third Reich, and there's a treaty with you, formerly United States of America. That's the way it looks.
Yep, I totally agree. All right, next one.
For the very heavy responsibility of ending this catastrophe, achieving the just peace that is the right of every Palestinian.
It's a dead man. A little bit unclear, but it is there. It just speaks for itself. And then we've got this one that raises some questions.
Achieving the just peace that is the right of every Palestinian, every Israeli mother, child, father, and that will ensure that none of them.
They bombed that bullshit.
They bombed that bullshit.
What was it? Is the whole thing a false flag? I don't know. They bombed that bullshit. I mean, I guess he's talking about Israel bombing Gaza.
You would have to be. But I think he's also talking about the lie was, in other words, the people not supporting Israel would understand that they're being conned. And that was kind of blown up. The lie was blown up. That's possible, too.
Yeah, that's the reversal. Hey, you remember the reversal I've always played? I played many times on your show, You're Not Safe, Armageddon. Okay, I'll play it again.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
This is...
One of the great gifts of the spirit of independence. And think about this. One of the great gifts is our capacity to see ourselves whole and see ourselves honestly.
Okay, I'll play this many times. You're not safe, Armageddon. Well, one of my mentor students found Armageddon again on Biden last week.
Here it is. They're in jeopardy. The question is whether or not there's any way of getting them out. If we can get them out, we should get them out.
Issue Armageddon.
Issue Armageddon.
There it is again.
Doesn't it? Like he's giving an order. I'll play it again. So that's twice now we've got Armageddon on Biden.
Obviously, they're in jeopardy. The question is whether or not there's any way of getting them out. If we can get them out, we should get them out.
Issue
Armageddon. Issue Armageddon.
Issue Armageddon. Issue Armageddon.
So there it is. We've got it. Twice on Biden now. And
have you noticed, David, that Biden has been, with a few exceptions, very mentally alert compared to what he was a year or so ago? I think they've got a new protocol, or it's a body double, but something is going on there. He's been more lucid than he's been, that I've heard, for quite some time. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I watched him walk off Air Force One and think he looked like a dodgy old man. But, yeah, he has been sharp.
Yeah.
Normal. Yeah, he has been
sharp. His speaking, it's just better than he was. He was really deteriorating. And I don't know what they've done. They've augmented the treatment. They've changed the treatment. They've done something. Because he is far more cogent and competent mentally than he has been for a long time. At least that's what I'm hearing.
Probably. Oh, okay. Well, got some new drug, I guess.
Could be. That would be the answer, yeah.
All right, let's look at Todd's reversals. Okay, so this was a recording we did on Friday this week, last week, Friday last week. Or was it Saturday? Anyway, 2 or 3 days ago.
David, question.
Yes.
How does Todd feel about hearing his reversals, given the fact that he obviously is a man who was in a position to know a lot of secret things? How does he feel about what's coming out? Is he shocked? Is he amazed that he would let the stuff out of the bag? How does he take it?
No, I think he's been a client of mine for many years anyway, so he's very familiar with a speech. He's heard his own reversals many times. He's just pleased the information is coming out. Some of it he already knows. Some of it is new, you know.
So the part of the information that he didn't know that's coming out, is that what you're suggesting, that some of the things he's saying – he didn't know or didn't experience, but it's coming out through him anyway? Is that what you're saying?
The timeline, for example, okay, of which we're getting December, which is corresponding with Rob.
Oh, you
remote.
Too, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, viewers are getting that. I've got December, at least a dozen times in the last three or four weeks.
All right, so here's my follow-up question. I'm sorry. David and I always have a little bit of a lead time. There's a 2 or 3 second delay sometimes. So I'm not meaning to step on his words. So he knows that. Here's the question. Could Todd, if he's disclosing information in reverse that he really didn't have any experience with in his conscious forward self, is he speaking from the collective unconscious? The unconscious collective mind is giving him data to make public. Is that possible?
I believe that is what's happening. Yes. Yeah, that's what's happening. I believe that is it.
Okay, yes. Very good. All right.
Yeah. Here, I played a reversal. Before I play Todd, I'll play one other to show. I've been getting this all with all my clients. I mean, probably every client in the last 2 weeks has got something about the war in the Middle East. And here's one of my...
Mm-hmm.
This guy's got a voice that sounds a bit like Todd.
There's no planes fell from the sky.
Oh no, who is that? War Soon America.
War Soon America.
War Soon America.
Clear as a bell.
America.
Yeah, that was on a client. Yeah, this one was on a client.
They said, they're trying to get us used to seeing AI robots out in the world. Okay. I'm like, it's a big setup, man. It's not good.
Nuke answer soon.
Nuke answers.
Who's Duke?
Nuke,
N-U-K-E. Oh, Nuke answers soon. Now it makes sense. All right, play that again. Would you just the reverse? Nuke answers soon.
Nuke answers soon.
Yeah, it's
definitely Nuke.
Got it.
Nuke answers soon. And these are the type reversals I'm getting on clients. All right, so let's look at the Todd reversals for this week. We'll play one on me to start off with. Okay.
I'm not necessarily anti-Israel in all of this. I don't think Israel's got a choice at this stage. I mean, personally, Well, they've got a choice not to nuke.
If Israel burns on toast, will you know?
If Israel burns on toast, will you know?
If Israel burns on toast, will you know?
There it is.
If Israel burns on toast, will you know?
I'm basically saying, if Israel goes up in flames, they're going to get everyone. We're all toast. Okay, that's basically what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we have Todd. Let's have a look. Talking about is December the month.
Well, both Lincoln and Kevin Reversal in our previous session mentioned December this year, assuming, of course, not next year, that
there
would be a big event.
It's this year. We found it again and found another Armageddon Reversal in Biden this week.
All right, this is an interesting, I'm not too sure how to interpret this. December, Seth, reveal the Lord. December, Seth, reveal the Lord.
Well,
Seth is one of the Old Testament, he was a son of Adam, I believe.
Okay, so he's. Are we getting this December period, and then Seth and what is Seth doing?
Revealing the Lord. Reveal the Lord.
Okay, December period. Seth reveals the Lord.
You hear it is again.
I found another Armageddon reversal on Biden this week.
December, Seth,
reveal the Lord.
I don't know.
I don't hear.
Happen.
Here's what I have. December period. Seth. Yeah. It's not revealing. That word starts with an L, and it sounds like leaving. Seth leaving. The Lord. Try that out.
Oh, I still hear reveal. I'm trying to hear leaving.
Well, if he's saying anything with reveal, it's reveal the Lord.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying revealing.
Oh, it's no, reveal. Reveal. You misheard me.
Okay, so, now it makes more sense. All right.
Right. I was trying to hear what you were saying. I'm not hearing that, Jeff.
Got it.
All right. So I don't know what's going to happen in December. Who knows? What does that mean? Reveal the Lord. I don't know what that means. I mean,
is that an allusion to Christmas of some kind?
I hope it's not an allusion to an Antichrist. You know, I've been looking for the word Antichrist in reverse speech. I haven't found it yet. I've been looking for it the last few weeks. I was thinking, with all this going on, there must be something like that happening, but I haven't heard anything.
Well, you'd think that with all the Armageddons, you'd get an Antichrist thrown in there somewhere.
Yeah, you think you'd get it, but I haven't found it. Not yet, anyway. Hmm. All right. Which would I go to next? Oh, let's play this one. Oh. This one is it's a long one. It's all there. Anyway, see how we go.
With what's publicly available, whatever I have dreams about, I take it into account. But I don't really know what sort of validity any of these dreams have until something actually happens.
The planet, Shagit, must launch the vast nukes. Okay, long one. The planet, Shagit, must launch the vast nukes.
Snook singular.
Yes, it's not really there.
Is
hear
it
that one?
Must loose the last nuke?
Oh, vast. Okay. Oh, yeah, I do hear loose. You're absolutely right. Yeah, I do hear loose. Yeah, must
as
loose
in,
the vast.
As in launch.
Yeah, that's right. Same thing. Yeah.
The planet Shagit must loosen I do hear loose.
Yeah. The planet's
got to get muscle in the vast and years.
Wow.
I hear vast. Vast.
Yeah, that's what I said. I did say vast.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So must loose, in other words, like turn loose or loose it, let it go, launch it. Must loose the vast nuke. Is it singular?
Yes, it's singular. It's singular. I look for an S on it. There's no S there. It's singular.
Well, not necessary. It's not needed. Must loose the vast nuke. In other words, we're talking about major all-out thermonuclear exchange here. A vast number of nukes.
That's exactly what that reversal refers to. Yes. Yes. It's scary. It's scary. I mean, I've never heard reversal like this in all my career. It's scary.
No, I've never heard them in all the years we've been working together. No, never.
Right. Here's another one. Here we go.
Okay. Well, then what coastal cities would Israel be likely to consider enough of a threat to nuke?
Could be Beirut.
Yeah, I took the words out of my mouth.
Could be Israel getting nuked, assuming that some other party launches it first. But, you know, the default assumption is Netanyahu's the one making this call.
Right. We're just chatting to see if we can get reversals. That's what we're doing. So, and the backward says, see lie, dance with this massive bomb with thee. See lie, dance with this massive bomb with thee.
Not another.
See lie, dance with this massive bomb with thee.
It's all there.
And we're talking about scenario four, as will Israel do first strike? And this reversal seems to verify that. I don't know what the lie is. We've got another reversal important about a lie. Listen to this one.
That's the only place it would be is Damascus. If it's Iran, like you're saying, it's probably Tehran. Why go with anything else?
Yeah.
If it's Israel getting nuked, it could be Haifa or more likely Tel Aviv. But that's a knockout blow. So I don't know, it seems like.
Oh, well, if Israel was nuked, it's all bets off, mate.
Worldwide con.
Worldwide con.
Whole world's going to be conned into something. What that is, I don't know.
How about a false flag trigger to start the exchange of nukes?
Yeah, I was thinking conned. That.
In other words, today Hezbollah announced that it has shored a ship, or anti-ship missiles. Hezbollah made that announcement. We've known that. That's why the U.S. fleet is staying far enough away, so it's apparently not in easy range of these missiles. However, if a missile were to hit a U.S. destroyer or a frigate or any of the ships, that would trigger a war with U.S. fully involved immediately. That would be another Gulf of Tonkin fraud, and it could be an American or it could be an Israeli missile that actually hits the U.S. warship, and they just simply say, as a matter of fact, it's a Hezbollah anti-ship missile. They could lie. They lie all the time. We know that.
Well, I think so America's
Go ahead.
I think America's going to be dragged into this. I've got a reversal that suggests that. So
I would bet that they're going to force their joining into the war. I think this is America's behind this whole thing. America is making this war against humanity possible. Those are American airplanes given to Israel. All the munitions are American-made, guided JDAM bombs. There are all kinds of things that are being used on these people, and they all come from the U.S. So I call it the U.S.-Israeli war on Gaza. I don't know how you can avoid that.
Like Blinken said, we fund it, or whatever the words were. The show we funded, or I can't remember what it was now, words to that effect.
Right.
All right, here we have another one on Todd.
And so the next step was to overwhelm Israel. That's the Russian and Chinese strategy. And the Saudis, I believe, are working with the Russians and the Chinese. So we have two other leaders to consider, which is Vladimir Putin.
Okay, this is another long one. The show with the eagle will be with Bloody Russian.
The show with the eagle will be with Bloody Russian.
The show with the eagle will be with Bloody Russian.
Eagles, America.
The show with the eagle will be with Bloody Russian.
So that implies America and Russia being drawn into the conflict.
Mm-hmm. Well, Russia and China have both said that they will support Iran. So if Iran gets hit, that technically triggers Russia and China stepping in.
And talking about China, I believe China are amassing planes and ships near Taiwan right now as we speak.
Perfect time to do it, right?
Oh, yeah, of course it is. What, you got Biden in office, chicken shit Biden, excuse my French, but I'm just quoting a V-zone reversal from earlier.
No, right.
And you know, two wars that they're engaged in now. Now's the perfect time for China to hit Taiwan. Right.
Are you getting anything from any of the reversals about how America has been militarily looted in terms of equipment and ammunition? We're 6 years behind now in replacing our Stinger missiles, for example, service to air, and 6 years behind in artillery, ammunition, production. 6 years. We're never going to get there. So we've been looted. And American troops are not fit for purpose anymore. Sorry, they're not. There are 350,000 Americans scattered all over the world, 140 different countries. There's nobody home to protect the nest.
Yeah, I agree. Here's this. China. Who's this guy talking? Gordon Chang, Gateston Institute, talking about the military buildup in Taiwan.
Right.
President Biden on October 25th actually had to speak from the podium at the White House and warn China that we were prepared to use force against Beijing defend the Philippines.
Sly hell with them.
Sly hell with them.
Sly hell with them.
It's been very sneaky. They're getting all ready. Watch out, folks.
Well, let me add something to that. I don't know if you know this, but there are over 5 million Chinese in the United States right now. Most of them are fighting-age men. They came over here legally with visas, but they're all members of the CCP, virtually all of them. And to add to that, 80,000 Chinese soldier types have come across the border, the non-existent border, in the last 6 to 12 months. So you've got 80,000 trained Chinese saboteurs, terrorists, terror cells, you name it, however they're going to be deployed, all ready to go here. And that doesn't even count the Latino portion or the Black African portion. The U.S. could be taken down from within rather quickly. We do not have the ability to stand up to that kind of massive attack on the infrastructure of this country.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's. I don't have words to describe how.
Well, we've been set up, David. We've been set up to be taken down.
I have just no doubt about that. Now, this reversal here brings in the issues of the Vatican. What have they got to do with all of this?
So a lot. Talk. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, play the reversal, then you can talk.
Alive. 3.5 years ago when we first started this Middle East investigation.
Right.
Middle East war.
Right.
All the others just seem to be kind of in their own little world. Reince Netanyahu seemed to be more of a coordinator of something significant by comparison.
Mm. The Rome need an issue right then.
The Rome need an issue right then.
I hear an S on need. The Rome needs an issue right then.
Okay. Hang on, I'll play it again. You're right. Yeah, well, okay. I assumed that was the Vatican, the only thing I could think of. So what's the Vatican got to do? Why does the Vatican need this war in the Middle East? Tell me, Jeff.
1.2 billion Catholics in the world. Pope Benedict XVI was the last legitimate pope. He was forced to step down from the papacy and was held prisoner for the last 9 years of his life. Many of you heard me say this many times. The current pope, Bergoglio, from Argentina, is a globalist tool, a globalist dupe. He is pushing the agenda of reformatting the entire Catholic Church into some nativistic sort of a platform rather than a truly historic church. They're going to remake the church. The church has largely been now populated at the top with Bergoglio sycophants and, well, associates who are pushing the same agenda. The church has been overthrown. It's been taken by the globalist elite through Bergoglio, and that's a fact. So that's part of it.
Okay. Well, that reversal there puts them right in the thick of it. Right. And here's another reversal about seeing the Lord. This is on me with Todd.
Say it again.
Do you think Ukraine factors into all of this, or is this all a Middle East thing? Yeah.
The losses all see the Lord.
The losses all see the Lord.
The losses all see the Lord. The losses all see the Lord.
So you got two reversals, reveal the Lord and see the Lord. One.
That was you. That was you.
That was on me. That was on me.
Boy, you are crystal clear.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, I think there's another one on me too. Where is it? I think this is on me.
I don't know.
Oh, no, it's not me.
Anybody at all. Maybe you, David, is the only person I know that loves your parents, like, what have you. But I...
This is Blas at Israel.
Israel.
Another client. It's on everyone's mind.
Israel.
I mean, it's all through my clients' reversals. I'm just stunned. It's deep in the... Whatever's going to happen in December, boy, it's going to be shattering. Okay, here's another one on Todd.
They hand one off to a terrorist proxy, and then they do it themselves.
Yeah, right.
That's possible. Like 9/11 was blamed on Afghanistan, but Bush, the Arab leadership, Israel, they were all heavily involved with it.
Oh, well, I got reversals.
And you probably
that.
Know that the... What's that?
I got reversals that indicate that, yeah.
Talk about 911. Okay, the life, hear the bomb, little bomb, heal the whore with wiles. Another long one. Gee, Todd's given this a long reversal. The life, hear the bomb, little bomb, heal the whore with wiles. Two reversals separated by gibberish. First one, the life, hear the bomb.
And
then little bomb, heal the whore with wiles. If anyone's into the book of Revelations, then you got to ask yourself about the whore of Babylon and Armageddon and revealing the Lord. These are all very, very apocalyptic type reversals. I mean,
yes, they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're apocalyptic. Heal the whore with wiles, whore of Babylon. All I got to hear is a mark of the beast and 666, and I'm out of here, I think. Anyway, yeah, it's not looking good. I mean, I wish I could say it is, but it's just really not. It's just looking really bad.
For the days of Bill Clinton and his perverse reversal.
No, that was fun.
We had fun. That was a big laugh. That's true.
All right. Let's change topics. I got some on Trump before his court hearing. Oh, geez, on Trump too. Wow. All right. Okay. Here we have a mirror image reversal. Don't get them very often. I love them when I find them. Here's Trump.
Mr. Trump, you looking forward to testifying today?
I am.
He says, I am, and backwards he says, I am.
I am. I am.
You hear that?
Yeah, sure.
Personally, I'll do it again.
Mr. Trump, you looking forward to testifying today?
I am.
And backwards, I am.
I am.
I love mirror image reversals. They're staggering. All right, here we have him again.
Inflation is eating our country alive. I'm down here, and these are all political opponents, attack heads by the Biden administration.
They attacked the Oval during Oval Office. I presume he's talking about presidential interference. That's what he's saying. You know, I love they're doing this. They're interfering with the presidential election. They're demeaning the office of the presidency. You know, typical Donald Trump, right? This is the last one. Okay.
Political warfare, as you would call it, or political lawfare. Another name, I got a lot of names for it. But usually it takes place in third world countries and banana republics.
Yet you'll see the bombs in Allah. Allah, bombs in Allah, Muslims, you know, same thing as the other Allah reverse that we had. It's on everyone's mind. Here he's talking about his court case, and bang, we've got the war in the Middle East coming out of his reversal. So, okay. Now, that's actually all I had for today, I think. So let me just scroll through.
Or you can go back and revisit the December reversals or whatever.
Yes. I know. I'm looking for them right now, actually. I'm actually scrolling.
We're 3 to 4 weeks away. That's it.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Where's all these December reversals? Yeah, we're very close. You know what? I should have put them in a bloody file. How annoying. I had a whole lot of them. Where on earth did I file them? Hang on. Let me go to my Israel file. I probably put them in my Israel file. I honestly go through my reversals sometimes and I think, how do I get all these reversals? Gee whiz. I've got millions of them on my computer, Jeff.
That could be. Yeah. I might have millions. I don't know. That's an awful lot.
Okay, remember how we had Reveal the Lord in the reverse? Listen to this one.
Yes, yes.
The message that I bring to Israel is this. You may be strong enough on your own to defend yourself.
You God, it's December.
Near God, it's December.
Is that, David, new God?
Yes, that's what I said. Correct. Yes.
Okay.
New God.
Near God, it's December.
The reveal of the Lord in December, new God in December. What does all this mean?
I don't know. New God. That's an odd one. I don't know what to make of that. The Antichrist?
Yes. One could think that. Yes. Here's another one for December.
Okay, I understand now. It cuts out just a little bit every once in a while when we're talking, but I got the whole message there. Pretty much what you've been preparing for.
Hurts December, oh bugger.
Hurts December, oh bugger.
So there's a December reversal. I know I've got more. What I need to do is make up a December file, I think. They just sort of started coming out of the woodwork. I can't see the others now. How frustrating.
Well, go back to some Armageddons, too. They're always interesting.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's look at some recent Armageddons. We had the two on Biden. Who's this one on?
It's got to be a win.
Oh, this is on Todd, one of Todd's reversals.
William Beast.
Hang on. Let's get back to the forwards.
There's got to be a way to make a better boy of a beast.
See it, tell Armageddon.
See it, tell Armageddon.
So that's three Armageddon reversals I've gotten in the last year, is what that means. Three right. Armageddon reversals. Ooh, what happened here? I turned you up very loud. Someone talk about a
who might be the
this is on a school shooting
the victim of mental health illness, bringing them to a facility where they could be evaluated and treated.
Send my fly on him, Armageddon.
Send my fly on him, Armageddon.
Send my fly on him, Armageddon.
Flight.
Send my fly on him, Armageddon.
I don't hear a T.
Oh, hang on, I've lost you. Sorry, what was that?
I don't hear a T.
Oh, right. Okay. So just fly.
David, your audio is dropping way down.
You're dropped way up. I can barely.
Yeah, I can hear myself. It's too loud. So.
What have I done?
I don't
are
know,
you
but
there?
You. Yeah, I'm here.
Right now. Hello?
You're Hello? Still low.
Yeah, and you're blasting my ears out. Okay, try it again.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. That's better.
Right, you sound better.
Yeah, sorry. I knocked a setting on my mixer. Send my fly on him, Armageddon.
Send my fly on him, Armageddon.
Send my fly on him, Armageddon. Send my fly on him, Armageddon.
You know, I want to suggest... There might be a T in there, but it's a little bit of a delay. It's like flat.
Right.
There's
yeah.
a space in first, there. I think first, there might be a T.
Yeah. Here's Lindsey Graham talking about North Korea.
Caution the president about is don't legitimize this guy because he is a real outlier in the world. But you live in a tough world. If talking to Putin is part of his job. Meeting with people throughout the world that we don't like is part of the job, but do not confer legitimacy on this guy unless you sure it helps the overall cause.
Do you think Kim Jong-un is a smart cookie?
I think he's got a plan in his own mind for regime survivability, and that is if I can get a nuclear weapon and attach it to a missile that can hit America, America will never bother me again. In his mind, the Korean War is still alive and well. He thinks we're going to invade tomorrow. We're not. Here's what I think. I think he's a brutal man that cares more about himself than anything else.
I knew Armageddon.
Honor, we're Armageddon.
Honor, we're Armageddon.
It's almost like Ramageddon.
Honor, we're Armageddon.
Yeah, there it is.
No, it's there.
Yeah.
There.
So all yes.
would these people who are saying Armageddon necessarily qualify as being overly religious in their interpretation? Are they laying the Bible on top of it, or is it just Armageddon?
No. Yeah, no,
Armageddon.
These aren't religious people. No,
got it.
These aren't religious people. No,
so in other words, they're all in the collective unconscious world seeing the same thing.
They are indeed, yes. The unconscious is seeing a massive conflict coming up, which
right.
is described as Armageddon.
Well, we've done... I'm sorry, David. Go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to say, and it's pointing to the month of December. Now, look, I have been wrong before. I don't claim to be 100% correct. Something's going to happen in December. Is it Armageddon? Is it Christ coming back? Is it the Antichrist coming? I don't know. Reversals are pointing to a nuke. So.
Let's look at it from a military strategy perspective. America has sent over three nuclear-powered, nuclear-armed aircraft carrier attack groups. One is in the Persian Gulf, the Nimitz, the Eisenhower is in the Red Sea, and the Ford is in the Mediterranean. Three. They've sent over two or three Marine Corps assault aircraft carriers. They're older, but they kept them in service, and they use them for helicopter and some, I guess, Harrier jets can take off from them. I guess F-35s can too. They've got about 10,000 troops there now, at least. So they're ready to go to action. And they've got the submarine there now. The Florida from the Ohio-class submarine inventory is there with over 150 cruise missiles ready to launch. 150. So that we are there and prepared to go to war instantly.
I just found two more December reversals, so they're there. So.
You want to play them real quick?
Yeah, I'll play one. Here we go.
Real quick. Oh,
I'll just play. This is Leon Panetta.
The indication here will send a clear message that that right now a lot of very innocent Palestinians are deeply at risk.
But that's December.
That's December.
There you go.
Yeah, there it is. All right, very good. Okay.
See you next week, Jeff.
Take care, David. Thank you. Excellent, as always. Talk soon. All right, there he goes. All right, we will be back tomorrow night in 21 hours. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed it, if that's the right word to use, but if maybe we can learn from it. Looks like things are really close now. Talk tomorrow night. Beware and try to prepare.